I'm here with the Iris short film crew. We have a boosted campaign coming up. I'm here with Naomi Ellis, producer, and Poppy Sam, director. Welcome, welcome.
Hey,
Thank
thank you for
you.
having us.
No worries. Thank you for coming on, sort of. Cool. So, Iris, short film. Let's start with you, Poppy. On the campaign page, it says, or the things I've picked up. A forgotten sister, a relationship where things, everything isn't as it seems. Where did the idea come from, and what was the inspiration for starting the project?
So we're in our third year of screen arts at Massey University, and in third year you get the opportunity to write and direct your major project that you work on throughout the year if you want to do that. I knew I wanted to, so over the summer I started writing. This didn't come from anywhere specific. I think I'm just really interested in the themes of the film. So, like, we've got memory loss, we've got themes of guilt that the older sister feels, we've got lots of trust and love. And yeah, I was just seeing this image of this wife in this cottage. Turns out everything is not as it seems. And I just started writing, and then here we are, working it throughout the year. And then my lovely producer Naomi came on, and it's all getting real now. We're starting to shoot soon. So it's very exciting.
Very cool, very cool. I had this down later, but you've brought up the cottagecore sort of aesthetic. How do you feel that mixes with a sort of thriller vibe or a mystery vibe?
Well, I mean, I've always written, not really on purpose, super dramatic like thriller stories. So it kind of just happened naturally. It started off in a cottage. Life is perfect, but I knew I didn't want everything to be super perfect and super like I wanted there to be a twist. And that just kind of came about. And then by the so we start off the film super like life's perfect, everything's great, but then by the end of the film it's darker, it's more twisty. We don't trust the man as much, the man at the lead of our film. It just kind of all happened, and it's just come from really what I've been always interested in writing, really.
On the campaign page, you've sort of earmarked "Don't Worry, Darling," with Florence Pugh and "I May Destroy You" as sort of touchstones.
So I hadn't actually seen those. I Don't Worry, Darling, I hadn't seen that before writing this. Neither had I with I May Destroy You. But looking at them after, they really have similar themes of Iris, which is awesome.
What were the films that you'd seen? Like, when you were first getting into screen and media or, filmmaking, what were the sort of inspirational films for you?
I mean, I've always loved like romantic comedies. Rewatched Tangled not too long ago, and I realized, oh, this is kind of a similar vibe to Iris. So maybe that's an inspiration that I didn't really know about. I don't think there's anything specific that I can think of, but it's just with all the media I've been surrounded in, just like love and romance with a little twist is just seems to be what I really love writing about.
And you both went to Massey?
So we're in our third and final year this
Cool.
year.
So did you guys meet at uni? How did you link up? How did it all start?
So we've both been pretty separate the first couple of years, but I was kind of looking for a producer for this film, and Naomi was looking for something to produce. And then so we had a couple conversations about the script and our values for on set and working together. And now it's just been going great. We've just got super lucky to have such a great working relationship and such a great personal relationship as well, which you don't often find
No,
in like
you gotta find the right people to work with.
And I think that all comes from like the values that we really want to focus on and set and working with our crew.
And what are those values? Like, what have you done anything on set yet? Like, has there been in-person
Yes,
practical
no, so
stuff?
we haven't actually shot anything for the actual film, but we've started with in heavy pre-production work, and starting to really like get all of our departments coming together. So everyone's working pretty separate. Like the art department is getting all the props and costumes and set design. Naomi's sorting out all the scheduling and everything. We've got our DOP sorting out all the camera shots and everything. And now we're really just starting everyone to come together. Because it is, we do have some vulnerable moments in the script. We really wanted to highlight safety on set with the crew and with the subject matter. because I think that's something that has been highlighted to us through our education at Massey, but also just something that's really important to us individually. We both love, speaking for you, Naomi, but we both love telling women-focused stories and having mm-hmm. women be the focus of whatever story we want to tell, because we want to tell stories that are important to us, and that's something that is important to us.
For sure.
And coming off safety, respect everyone. We want the cast and the crew to be super respected and have that as a core value on set.
And that's come up recently. Did you see any of the stuff about Anora?
We did, yeah.
I thought that might be on the mind.
So it's an interesting concept, but I think, we're actually working from our core values. It's been really, really helpful as a strong foundation for how we work together.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And I think that's been really important for us, because we really want to have an environment where people feel comfortable and safe to be able to learn, especially because this is a student film. We want people to be able to, yes, do their best work, but also be able to make mistakes and have people supporting them in that. And that comes along with having that like respectful and safe environment. And especially when we bring outside people in, like our amazing professional actors, we want to make sure that they feel safe and they have the right people supporting them, because, you know, they're also walking into a completely new environment with new coworkers and doing, you know, again, like a script that can be quite vulnerable. So I think it's important to sort of set the standard for how we want to see the industry set standards as well. You know, we want to go into our careers, you know, trying to model what we want the industry to look like in the future.
Because film has a certain reputation with on-set safety and et cetera, et cetera. How's the crowdfunding been going? And how is that as an avenue for raising funds? How is it working out?
So Boosted, if you don't know, is an all or nothing campaign. So we have a target goal, which we have of $8,000 to make our film. So that covers location, it covers props and paying our actors, feeding our whole cast and crew. So if we don't reach our goal on Boosted, we don't get the money people have donated.
Right.
So that's a really driving force to help people want to achieve our goal.
So with Boosted, it's been a really valuable experience, I think, for us, because this is our first time trying to fund a film, especially of this scale and of this capacity. So at the same time, as there's a lot of pressure because, you know, you have to reach your goal or you don't get anything, and, you know, this is sort of necessary to be able to make our film. At the same time, we've been learning a lot of really good values about what it means to market a film, what it means to reach out to people and network and really try to get the outreach for your campaign.
Get the eyes on it, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's been really good for us to learn these skills that you kind of just need to do to be able to inherit. And so although it is a very stressful time because we are 10 days left into our campaign, so we're really just trying to push it out there, I think it's valuable, and I think it's been really good to see the support we've gotten from the community. And it's a great way just for the community to let us know that they're here and they want to support young artists and they want to support emerging filmmakers. And it's just a great way to show your support and really not risk too much, as, like, you know, you either get to see the film fledged out or you get your money refunded. But either way, it's, you know, you're still supporting us and you're not really losing anything in that.
Sure.
And we are also going about it in a way where it's that our donors and our audience are part of the filmmaking. So we're pretty active on our Instagram, IrisFilm2025. We post a lot of updates about the crew's progress with the pre-production work, some insights into the film from myself and the rest of the crew. So if you want to keep updated with that, follow us on Instagram, IrisFilm2025, and then we'll post about viewings of the finished film and what it's like on set, everything to do with that sort of stuff.
I know that's big, even for big productions nowadays. The Instagram page seems to be like a huge pull for a lot of productions.
Yeah, social media in this day and age, it can really make or break your film. So I think it's super important to us that we want to be super active on there and be annoying on people's Instagram pages, sure. but to the point that they're sick of us, so they'll be like, hey, okay, we should probably notice them.
If you get the film finished and if you get it funded, are there plans for like premiere showings or things like that? Like, is there
exciting Messi things runs, like that? Yeah, so Messi runs an end of the year sort of creative showcase of everyone's major projects that we've worked on over the year, which is called the Exposure Festival, and it is open to the public. So our film will be shown then. That usually is around November, I believe, early mid-November. And then we also have a couple private screenings that we are planning to do at the end of the year.
Awesome.
And then it'll be a matter of getting into film festivals and stuff as well. So working with the logistics of the film festivals. Yeah, so just when we can actually show it, where we can actually show it. So it's kind of like to be confirmed thing, but we definitely want to show it to our people who have supported us in the making of the film.
Sure. And 15 minutes, is that what we're looking at?
Yeah. So it's a 15-minute script, drama, thriller vibes, themes of love, guilt, memory loss. It starts with cottagecore and then it kind of gets darker and more twisty as our main character starts to realise she's not who she necessarily thought she was.
The amnesia thing, there'll be some obvious films that people's minds go to immediately.
Yeah.
I saw Memento on your page.
Yeah. Memento is an obvious one that people would look to.
But it is such a good way to help to unfold the film for the audience and have that make sense in a plot way as well.
Trying to figure out, while I was writing the script, trying to figure out how much I want to give away when. Because we see some flashbacks of our main character Iris's life before and when she starts to remember, because with the arrival of a forgotten sister, Tilly, she starts to remember a life that she doesn't recognise. So I'm wanting to unfold a little bit of information at a time to keep the audience interested, but also show Iris's inner turmoil about who she's believing and who she wants to believe.
Yep.
And also her older sister, Tilly, feels a lot of guilt with her younger sister. So I really wanted to explore that in the storyline.
Sure. Do you have siblings?
Yep, I do. I have a younger sibling myself. They're 2 years younger. And I also count my dog as a younger sibling. Sure. He's just that special to me. So I think older sibling guilt is kind of something that people don't really talk about that much. And I think it's something that I really want to explore, like feeling like you've let your younger sibling down. Absolutely. Or feeling all this pressure to look after your younger sibling. So I really think that people with siblings will be able to connect to the story. And I think that's just why I wrote it so naturally and it feels so natural, the story.
Yeah, I mean, you want it to come, you know, like if it's what you want to say, you want it to come out easily, right? You want it to...
Exactly, yeah.
And I think a lot of our crew really relate to it on that level as well. I mean, it just so happens that both Poppy and I are older siblings, so it does work in that way. That's been, when people read the script, that's been our top sort of comment, is that people are really relating to that relationship and that responsibility that you sort of have for your siblings as well.
Absolutely.
Over making sure that they go the right way in life.
So, think that's just something that comes naturally to a lot of older siblings as well.
I'm both. I'm older and I'm a middle sibling, so I have a younger sister who I feel very guilty about sometimes and responsible for, and then I have an older sister who I don't know if she thinks about me, you know, because you get that way as the younger child. But siblings in film, do you have favorites for that, any, or siblings in media?
Ooh, I mean, okay, I watched, these are not like siblings, but I watched Wicked last year, and as a theatre person myself, I feel like that's something that so many people connected to, because the two main characters feel connected on another level, and they kind of have that love between each other.
Sibling-coded.
Sibling-coded sort of storyline. And I really love the idea of found families and stuff, because also Iris, she doesn't fully remember her old life. So this is kind of like reconnecting with her older sister, but also figuring out who she loves at the same time, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
I think that's a part of the script in this film that I loved first and the most, was the idea of rediscovery. So yes, knowing what you've been told, and yes, trying to figuring out what your past was, but more of figuring out who you are now and what you believe, and having to rediscover who you are and who you want to be. I think that's a really strong message and theme, especially for us university students and young people that I think a lot of people relate to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How has university been, just in general, like as a WASH experience? Would you recommend it to an 18-year-old?
I mean, I've loved it. I think both of us are doing exactly what we want to be doing right now. I live in a flat and two of them study law, and so we've got very different university schedules and lives. So it's quite funny to compare our assignments and our schedules and everything.
Yeah.
But
yep.
Like everyone around us is so passionate about what they're doing and what they're creating, which is very inspirational, I find. No matter what you're doing, I think being around people who are passionate about what they love is incredibly inspirational, and it keeps me going.
For sure.
I think Jeff's just loving what I'm doing at the moment, and same mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah, our degree has been amazing just because it's felt like it's gotten better every single year. Just with you get to work closely with people more every year, and I feel like even just in the last few months, I've learned so many new skills that I know are going to be useful when I go into the industry.
Totally.
So it's just been amazing so far, and there are some really amazing supportive people in the cohort. It's crazy
as well, like when you get to third year, right? How like you feel like you do nothing in first year. You feel like you learn very little.
Yeah, you're just really trying to learn as much as you can.
And then suddenly the technical things come out.
Yeah, for sure. But also I will say that being at MSc and being surrounded by so many people who love film is like a really good opportunity to meet people who you will work with later in life.
Absolutely.
People throw around the word networking, which is kind of a scary word, but like you're building relationships with people, you're figuring out who you want to work with. So I think that's just been incredibly valuable in that sense. And also having the guidance of our mentors who we've formed close relationships with has been like so, so valuable.
Is there a lecturer you can shout out specifically?
yes. Our staff supervisor, Kathy McRae, she is amazing. Coaching us through. I actually met her when I was in high school up for a Shakespeare festival, and then I recognized her Wynn. On my first day of class with her. Sheila Wynn Shakespeare Festival,
Shout out.
Yep. So she had a class about past relationships and connecting with your scene partner that I found really valuable. And then I got to Massey University and I was like, hey, I know this person. We love Kathy. Shout out Kathy.
Yeah, she's just amazing because especially since she comes from an acting background, obviously we study film. We know a lot about film. We got all the technical stuff down, I guess, at this point. But this new aspect of like having to work with professional actors and what to do and what you tell them, she's been really helpful with showing us that aspect. And she's just amazing with people. She comes from also like a factual background as well with documentary, made some amazing documentaries. So it's just really a privilege to be able to have her help us out.
Speaking of documentary and like other mediums, because you brought up theatre as well, what do you feel like film? I try to ask this because I've talked to a few film groups now. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like film does that other art forms don't do as well? Like, what do you think the sort of most tangible aspects of film are compared to the other arts?
I think. Well, personally, I did so much theatre in high school and I absolutely love it. Going to directing and screen acting, I feel like screen gives you the opportunity to hold back in a way that theatre doesn't.
Sure.
I think that some of the most effective performances by actors are given when they're holding back from letting out their full emotions, which means the audience is able to let out those emotions. You can really get really close up and personal into the actor's performance, and you can really, and they can give you a little bit or a lot depending on the scene and on the story and what the environment is. So you really get that flexibility with film. With theatre, you're sitting meters and meters back from the performance on stage. And so when you're acting in theatre, you have to project and you have to give it your all every night. So I feel like that's the difference that film has compared to theatre.
And how have your actors been? Like, have you worked with them directly at all yet?
No. So we are having rehearsals next week to rehearse for our shoot. But we had a hard time casting because we had so many incredible actors that we were so impressed with, which what a lucky situation to be in. But the people that we've ended up with are incredible, and we have full faith in them that they'll be able to do amazing.
Incredibly talented people, and we felt very supported and both overwhelmed and supported when we had so much interest when we first put out our casting call and got so many amazing self-tapes back. It was really just the first time we were like, well, wow, we're doing this. And
Makes it real.
They are the ones that make it real. You know what I mean? Like they're the
So they're
most
the
sort
faces
of
on the screen.
exactly, yeah. Awesome. I'm questioned out as far as my list of questions go. If there's anything you want to shout out, or if there's anything about the process that you feel like we haven't covered that you wanted to talk about, the floor is yours.
I mean, I think we're just really excited to see it happen. I think we're really excited to see it happen, and we are just wanting to reach out to the community and just, really present our film on a wider stage. And we want everyone to be a part of it, which is why we have the Boosted campaign and we have our Instagram account so we can really try and get the community involved in supporting us as well. I think there can be a little bit of a separation between film students and like the outside world because we're constantly just working with each other and, making our little art pieces in silence. But I think it's important to really get as many people on board as possible. And I think it's really exciting as well. Just, even if you're not a film person, I think it's exciting to see what's going on in your community and to be able to feel like you're a part of it and be able to support it.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, if you would like to support us, our Boosted campaign is on Google. If you search up Boosted Iris, it will take you to our Boosted page where you can donate if you feel so inclined. We would absolutely really appreciate your support. Otherwise, follow the progress of our film. We will be posting like annoying little gremlins on Instagram at irisfilm2025, and you'll see all our updates things about our film there. And if you want to know more, Boosted page or our Instagram page is all on there.
Awesome. And I will be sharing it all on the Radio One Arts Instagram page as well, if people are following that,
Amazing. Thank
so
you
that
so
they
much.
can see there. And I have a final question, because I meant to ask at the start. I completely forgot, because we're not on live and it's not breakfast time. But it's tradition, slowly becoming tradition, for me to ask what your favorite breakfast food is on the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's hard. Okay. I feel like I go through phases. I love some sourdough toast with butter. Last week I was really going through a bagel and cream cheese phase. It depends how fancy I'm getting. Otherwise, sometimes I just love a good Weet-Bix, some cereal.
Absolutely. How many Weet-Bix?
Oh, two.
Two. Yeah, that's
Yep.
a
And I'm a
sensible
cold
number.
milk Weet-Bix person, not a warm milk. That feels
No,
wrong.
so am I. Get that warm milk stuff away from me.
No, it's like pudding.
No, yeah.
What about you, Naomi?
I just love oh my God, toast with spinach and cottage cheese and egg.
Not the spinach.
Spinach is my favorite food. I don't know what anyone else is talking about. It's amazing. Great breakfast food. Goes great
It's
with
great for you as
everything.
well. There's meals for
Exactly.
days
So,
in the spinach.
hell
Getting the
yeah.
gains, which I really need if I'm holding lights and mics
Yeah,
above
exactly.
people,
There's
because I'm holding
long
the film
days on a
funnel.
film set. Spinach is anxiety.
Absolutely. Yep. So you've got to
Brought to
build
you
up
by
the muscles.
Popeye, this film. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I look forward to seeing if the Booster campaign finishes and succeeds, but then I look forward to seeing the film anyway, because it's going to get made, right?
Yes,
And
exactly. Yep, it will get made either way. This is our major project of our whole year.
We'll just have to try and make it happen.
And I also look
Yeah,
forward to
but thank you so
hearing
much.
the grade. Is that how it works? Do you get graded on this piece?
Yeah, so we do to part to graduate, we do get graded on this paper. Every other assessment that we've done up until now has been pass-fail, which kind of takes the competitive edge off.
Sure.
Because doing a creative degree, it's going to be naturally competitive. But having that pass-fail instead of graded system has been something that's been really helpful, I think, just to take the edge off. And then it's more focusing on working with each other and creating the best work for ourselves rather than getting the best grade.
Absolutely.
But yeah, this film will be graded at the end of the year so that we can graduate with a grade on our
paper. But it'll be graded as a film as a whole.
Yes.
Yeah, not as, as a production rather than,
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, team.
Thank you so much for having us.
You.
It's been amazing to just chat about our film.
And we're back to present day, Jack. Thank you for listening to that. And thank you for dealing with me yapping for many hours today with multiple people. That was Iris. Iris is a short film coming out, as they say, November, sometime this year. They're Massey film students, third year. It was great to talk to them yesterday. And if you want to support their Boosted campaign, if you happen to be some kind of super wealthy citizen that's sitting here listening to this, if you'd like to make them very, very happy, you can go Google Iris Boosted, and the Boosted campaign will show up. But if you are just a humble patron of the arts who would like to support them in other ways, you can go follow their Instagram page, which is irisfilm2025, which I'm sure they'd appreciate, and you can see what's going on with the production of the film over there. Fill your Instagram page up, your Instagram feed up with local creatives doing art, and it will be an enriching thing for you every time you go onto social media instead of a draining thing, like you're constantly seeing people you don't look like or things like that. But yeah, again, lovely to talk to them. Thank you so much to Poppy and Naomi for talking to me. And yeah, this was an extended edition of the DPEG Late Breakfast Show here on Radio 1. Because, you know, we've always got more time to talk to artists, and it's lovely to be able to provide a platform for people to talk about the things that they love doing and that they're enjoying doing right now. So, yeah.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast! You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts!